Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Men, Let's Have a Conversation. Today we are going to be talking about this idea of how to discover your guiding principles. And these are going to help you navigate through life, going to help you make better decisions, and going to help you face adversity. If there was one thing I could go back on and say be taught at a young age, or even had some form of knowledge around, it would be the idea of what I'm going to share with you today. It is literally the foundation to your personal development. It's the foundation to your growth. It'll be actually the foundation to your family, if you have a family down the future, and even the people, your work, whatever you do, this will be how you make these decisions around it. And these principles are your values. Your values are the big picture of your life. Now, what do I mean by the big picture? The big picture in your life is all about the mental scripts, your personal thoughts, and how you perceive the world and how you think the world should be. As Elvis Presley said, your values are like your fingerprints. They're unique and individual to everyone, but you leave them all over the place. Now, how are these going to help you? How is understanding this going to help you? They give you direction in your life. It's how you're going to make decisions. And if you think about building a house, and your life is the actual house itself. So each block is like your career, a block about your relationships, your family will be nearly a whole room type of thing. What your values are, the part of your life where you are drawing out the actual picture. So it's before any foundation is laid down, and it's the idea of, okay, what am I going to create here? How am I going to make choices around how much money I put into the furniture, how much money I put into the roof? Where am I actually spending stuff? Where am I dedicating time? What do I need to finish first to actually move into the property? And if you just think of it like that, so your values are essentially the thing that's going to help you create and make the choices around the overall big picture or your house itself. And just going back on my own discovery of this and how this helped me in my own life is I was making 5 figures a month, which is something that was a dream of mine. By the middle of last year, I was making that much online through my freelance business. I was traveling the world. I lived in 5 different places in the space of 2 years. I was working with some phenomenal people, but I had a serious lack of fulfillment with it. It just never got to the stage where it was just like a rat race for me. And a lot of it came down to the idea that I didn't value a lot of the stuff I was doing. Even traveling, I know a lot of people like to work on the laptop and travel the world. But to me, it's not that big of a value for me. So I was actually doing this thing, and a lot of it was down to getting external validation, posting about stuff online on my Instagram and doing cool things that I knew that other people wanted to do. And really, I was externally motivated by the idea of doing shit for people that were watching, that honestly didn't give a shit. And it was really because I had no idea what my values were. And making the money and stuff like that is phenomenal. But not having my values around how I make money, why I make money, what I'm actually doing with it. And on top of that, the traveling and the people I was around, a lot of them didn't really fit into my core values. And so doing this work has really given me a clear guideline of what am I actually building in my life. I handed away some of those clients, and my income has dropped drastically, and I'm building it back up again. But again, I'm building it back up. It's like I torn the whole thing down because it wasn't built off my core values. It was built off external motivational factors, validation seeking. And what this has allowed me to do is, okay, what am I actually putting place into my life now? Why is this in my life? Is this in line with who I am at a core being? because of that, because I'm making these decisions around these things, everything else is just noise to me. I now know it's okay, that doesn't suit me. That's not right for me. That opportunity there, yeah, okay, it could bring in financial opportunity there, but it's not, I know I won't like that. I know I won't be able to stick in that position for long enough to actually stay there. And that's not beneficial to a company either. It's not even beneficial to, say, friends in some situations. I don't value that in friendship. So it's not beneficial for me to be in it, and it's not beneficial for you to be in a friendship with somebody who doesn't value that. What I'm going to do with you here today, guys, is an exercise on how to actually identify your core values. This was actually shared with me by my own mentors, and I've added a few things to it, a few ways in which you can find your own core values through it, things that I've recognized in myself and how it made it actually easy for me to do. And to get into this work, you're going to need post-it cards. You're going to need note cards, 10 of them at least. And it's important to have these, or have some sort of a written thing that you can actually look on every day. And also when you're making decisions, you can pop them out and check, okay, is this actually in line with what I've written down here? The other thing as well is to recognize that when you're getting into this work, this is deep discovery. Guys, I actually mean this. This is not something that you just consume this podcast and you don't look at it again. That is not going to benefit you in any way. Remember, these are the foundations. This is literally how you actually make decisions, choose people you bring into your life, the work you're going to do. This is the foundation of that. I would advise that you spend a lot of time around it. I'm about 5-6 months into it. I'm still discovering new things I value in my life. Even this episode, while I was writing out this episode and the previous episodes, I'm realizing I fucking love sharing knowledge that I've experienced and teaching in some form or way. That's a new value. That's a new thing that I have placed in underneath one of these cards. The core headlines you're going to want for your values is like this: health and fitness, environment, work, spirituality, family, friends, and intimate relationships. Now, on top of that, you can have more. Like, for instance, I have learning, which is, again, it's a huge part to me. You can, they would be your core ones, and then you can extend that if you wish. Then once you have those written down, simply ask yourself, what do I value about that thing? And again, it takes time. This is discovery. It's okay. When you're actually around family, for instance, ask yourself, what do I value about this situation? What do I like that this gives me? If you're in an intimate relationship, you have a girlfriend or whatever, a partner, even women, if you're not in a relationship, like, what is it you value about that? What is that going to bring into your life? And that'll actually help you to choose a woman further down the line if that's something that you're working on now at the moment. Same with work. If you're lost or feeling, what am I actually doing with my life? Okay, what do I want to value about my work? What are the things I want to bring into my work list? And it takes time, guys. Like, it's like, this is, like I said, it's not an overnight thing. Do not listen to this podcast and just do nothing with it, because these are going to be your decisions that you're going to make ultimately for the rest of your life. Do values change? I haven't come across that yet. My values have pretty much stayed the same since I've discovered them. And I will update you on that if it comes down the road where my values change. For me personally, I can't see myself changing the ones that I have written down. Especially around family, intimate relationships, friends, work, spirituality even. Another way you can actually discover these, right? Another way you can actually look to discover if you're, oh, I don't know how to answer these, is look to, say, your heroes or people you admire. And just ask yourself, what is it you actually admire about those people? For me, for instance, it's Albert Einstein. I know this is a mad one, but he's one of my heroes. The reason for that is he saw the world in this big picture, always as a big picture. Like, he always saw the world as a big picture. He very seldom did he actually get caught in the small day-to-day problems of life. They just bored him. And it was always like, how can you be so caught up in this when the universe is creating such things? In my work and what I do, I love big picture stuff. Like, I love strategy, big sight, like looking things at it from a big point of view. It's one of the things I value about the work I do, is being able to look at, say, funnels online from a holistic point of view. It's the whole thing. I'm like, oh, I can tweak that there and that'll change the conversion here, or I change the Facebook ad and that'll bring more people in. And that one message change could increase the quality of leads coming onto the calls. It's so fucking cool. Now, the importance of this, it will be the guiding blocks in terms of your principles. And if, like, things are happening in your life, I really like the decisions. It's just, are you going to be impulsive around them? You are going to be impulsive if you have nothing to base your answers around. So with these cards, if there's an impulse to go do something with somebody, it's okay, this is actually in line with me. And it's just simply checking these things. Like I said, you have the actual guiding principles of your life, the foundations. And speaking to a lot of guys, speaking to a lot of girls as well, when it comes to what I want to do in my life, I think in my generation, definitely from 25 up to 30, people are just going around doing their own thing, like just figuring that out. I think going from 18 into college is an absolute madness in a lot of cases, because at 18 years of age, you're just so young. And again, you're never given your guiding principles. What are your values? Like, even at that age, like, your values, if you discover your values at 18, you will be able to guide more into the area of work you want to do instead of just going doing some course. So to have these, you're going to be able to explore areas that are more in line with you. It narrows that peripheral view of things that you're thinking about doing. The other thing as well with this, there's actually a study published in the Journal of Positive Psychology, and I found that people reporting following their values experience greater happiness and positive emotions and life satisfaction than those who aren't. They experience a lot more negative emotions and a lot of psychological distress. It's not hard to make decisions when you know what your values are. And that's actually from Roy Disney. He was the co-founder, along with his brother, obviously, Walt Disney, of Disney Movies. And even at that level, at like an executive level, a global company, Fortune 500 company, making decisions based on their core values and how they create the big picture of their world. So guys, thanks for joining in on Men, Let's Have a Conversation. It was a quick episode today. And if this conversation spoke to you, make sure to subscribe, share with a mate, or join me next week as I do more deep dives into personal development. Don't forget to follow me on the Modern Men's Academy to continue this conversation. And here's to growing one conversation at a time. Cheers.